It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Well, we made it to Thursday, but that's about the only thing we can count on as the day begins. It'll end with the government running out of money and shutting down if a new spending bill or continuing resolution isn't passed before midnight. Here's where we stand early Thursday morning. Late last night, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced a deal to avert a shutdown. The Democrats ultimately separated raising the debt ceiling from funding the government into two bills, hoping to at least get the spending bill passed. Some Republicans are expected to support the bill, which also includes emergency disaster aid, but they've refused to back any Democratic attempt to raise the debt ceiling. And the debt ceiling must be raised by October 18th, or the U.S. will default for the first time in history, unleashing a massive economic disaster. But Mitch McConnell refuses to go there. And from the one step up, two steps back category, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. First, she negotiated the deal that married the Build Back Better reconciliation package to the smaller BIF, or hard infrastructure bill, saying that they would move in tandem. Well, she reversed that course earlier in the week by separating the two bills, imploring her members to vote for the standalone BIF when she announced the vote would happen on Thursday. Well, never mind, as it appears the vote she had scheduled for today won't happen after all. Again, stay tuned. But if you're wondering what's standing in the way of the Build Back Better bill, the big reconciliation package moving, let's ask Stephen Colbert.
It's two problems. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, along with Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema. In order to pass the bill through reconciliation, all 50 Senate Democrats have to be on board. But Manchin and Sinema have both said that there are parts of the $3.5 trillion bill that they oppose. But they have yet to publicly detail their demands. So they're holding up the entire government, but they won't tell anyone what they want. That's like getting a ransom note that says, your brother gets it unless you give us... Wouldn't you like to know?
That about sums it up. In other news, the man who's trying to kill the U.S. Postal Service is one step closer to his goal. Louis DeJoy, who should not be the Postmaster General, announced back in March a new 10-year plan that he ironically named Delivering for America. For some inexplicable reason, nothing was done to stop it. So that plan goes into effect tomorrow. While promising to make the Postal Service, quote, more competitive and more modern, actually calls for slowing down delivery times while raising the postage price. It's just unconscionable. And from the Isn't It Ironic files, a Republican donor with the unfortunate name of Trashel Odom accused former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski of making unwanted sexual advances toward her during a charity event in Las Vegas last weekend. Trashel Odom told Politico in a statement that Lewandowski, quote, repeatedly touched me inappropriately, said vile and disgusting things to me, stalked me, and made me feel violated and fearful. Lewandowski allegedly claimed that he is, quote, very powerful because of his ties to Trump and, quote, can destroy anyone. Although he didn't reply to Politico's request for comments, his attorney said he wouldn't dignify the accusations and rumors with further response. But a spokesman for the former guy, you know, that bastion of sexual impropriety, announced Wednesday night that Lewandowski is out as the head of the pro-Trump super PAC MAGA Action and will, quote, no longer be associated with Trump World. He then went on to announce that former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi would take his place. It seems that Republicans are having trouble with their moral high ground. South Dakota lawmakers from both parties on Wednesday demanded that Governor Kristi Noem's administration provide more information about a meeting she had last year with her daughter, Cassidy Peters, and state employees after an agency denied Peters' application to become a certified real estate appraiser. The Associated Press noted that Noem's daughter was granted her certification as a residential appraiser at some point after the meeting. Go figure. Oh, And Noam is now fighting back allegations of a rumored affair with the aforementioned Corey Lewandowski. Really? YouTube is finally taking action against misinformation, announcing Wednesday that they would ban content that spreads misleading or false information about coronavirus vaccines. Under this crackdown, YouTube is taking down video channels associated with anti-vax activists, including Joseph Mercola and Bobby Kennedy Jr. And finally, the new term of the Supreme Court begins Monday, the first Monday in October, when 9 justices will take the bench for the first time in a year, even though one of those justices should have already retired. On the docket already for what promises to be a tumultuous year are a significant Second Amendment case concerning a New York concealed carry law and a direct challenge out of Mississippi to Roe v. Wade. Oh, gee, I can't wait. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.